little over 5 years ago, the man who was running Falls Creek for the Baptist General Convention, James Lankford, wanted to sit down and talk about agricultural issues. Said at the time he was thinking and praying about the idea of running for Congress. Well, he did. And he became our 5th District Congressman for the state of Oklahoma. Now he wants to step up and become the next U.S. Senator from the state of Oklahoma, announcing such yesterday in Oklahoma City. In his Monday announcement at the Oklahoma History Center with the Oklahoma State Capitol as a backdrop, Lankford talked about why he wants to go to the U.S. Senate and how he believes he's got conservative ideas that can help make a difference.
I believe that the conservative solutions that can be proposed and that I'll bring can help families from every race, every economic background, from every town in our country. The United States Senate is the most contentious body in our government. Conservative voices have been pushed out of the conversation there in the Senate. At the same time, job growth has slowed, government red tape has increased, and our ability to make choices about our health care, personal finances, and even our own faith has decreased. Our nation can now see the change that President Obama promised. That doesn't have to be America's future. In fact, it must not be America's future. Conservatives have increasingly grown more and more frustrated and caustic when we should be more committed and more focused. The problems we face today in the gridlock in Congress will be solved with a clear set of conservative solutions, a commitment to do the work, and Senate transformation. The president needs to understand that America has lost trust in his ideas and his party's ideas. A year ago, I personally shared with President Obama a passage from a biblical story in 2 Kings, when King Hezekiah led the nation through a tough season, but he set up the nation for total failure after he was gone. I told the president that many in my state believe that he's so focused on the now that he's ignoring the long-term consequences of his decisions. We cannot say, times are tough. I'll make it tougher on my kids to make it easier on me. Americans are not that selfish. We do look at the next generation and the impact that's coming. The federal deficit is killing our economic and job growth. As a member on the budget committee, I worked to cut government spending 3 years in a row and still protect our military. We have a long way to go, but deficit spending is finally going down instead of up. And we stopped defense from receiving another major cut again this month.
James Lankford says part of the problem he believes in Washington, D.C. these days is we're trying to eat the elephant in one big bite. Smaller bites are a lot better.
Well, we're going to have to break down some of the big things into smaller chunks and to get it done. Yeah, it's the old, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it a bite at a time. We're not doing that. We're trying to pass all these great big giant bills that take years to be able to process rather than taking chunks in smaller pieces and trying to get it done in the pieces that we can get it done. We're trying to do 100% of the issues and we disagree on 10 or 15 or 20 or 30% instead of saying, okay, let's do the 60% we agree on and then fight over the rest of it, but let's get something done. That's going to just take a change in attitude.
In a conversation with our colleague Sam Knipp, Lankford praised Frank Lucas for his work on the Farm Bill, saying we're going to get it done soon, and in general expressed the idea that he wanted his candidacy to be one of hope, including for rural America.
There is still hope. I don't want people to be able to let go. People, we get so frustrated what we see on the news and what we hear people talk about. It's always negative, negative, negative. Instead, we've got to dig in and say, okay, what can be done? I know what we can't do. What can we do? Where can we make progress? None of us want to just sit back and give up hope and sit down and say, no, we're done. Nothing can be done. We want to look at the fight and say, let's solve some things. And let's start with the smallest things and let's work to the biggest. But let's get some things solved.
Congressman James Lankford, current 5th District Congressman from the state of Oklahoma, he's first in the pool of possible candidates that will want to run this coming June for the right to be the next senator from the state of Oklahoma, take those last 2 years of Senator Tom Colburn's seat as he steps down at the end of this calendar year. Several other names are being floated right now, and both the Democrat and on the Republican side of the aisle. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.